time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too terrible. Not too terrible. 74 degrees outside right now. Summer's here.
Yeah. It's warm. It's going to be warm.
The calendar says it's knocking on the door. I think it's already barged through. And Brett knows that better than the rest of us. You haven't worked on an air conditioner or 12 yet, have you?
Just a couple of them.
Just a couple of them? Yeah. The rest of the notes are stacking up on the desk right now. Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Hey,
first thing I wanted to say is we are having a few phone problems this morning. If you can't get through on 1512, call 1513. That should get you through. Allergies seem to be a year-long problem anymore, and we would like you to know that Camblin Plumbing and Heating are pros at helping you make your home or office a better place. We offer professional duct cleaning that will make immediate improvements in air that you breathe and are very educated in the science of indoor air quality. With Lennox, Camblin Plumbing and Heating offers a variety of equipment that can help clean the air in your entire home and office and ease your allergies. Also, remember, we make house calls. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan.
Kind of have to make house calls, don't you?
Yeah, they can't hardly bring those central airs in.
It's really hard to bring those into the shop for service.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you might be able to do it once.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah.
And you might be looking for a new one.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. I have a guest joining us here in the studio this morning. Going to visit with... Well, we looked long and hard to find someone, and I right in the other room there is LaVon Eblen, and fortunately, she's one of those folks that's helping to coordinate the Produce in the Park program this summer with the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for coming in.
You bet. Be glad to do that, and we're going to also get Chris in here in a little bit, but he didn't know that, but we're going to get him in here, too. Yes, Produce in the Park. And it's kicking off tomorrow night, weather cooperating.
Always.
Always, always. Anyhow, some people will remember that we had Produce in the Park the last couple of years on the third Thursdays. But this year, kicking it off on the 19th tomorrow, every Thursday night through October.
That's quite a project.
Big change, and it is quite a project. And it's pretty exciting stuff. We already have... at least 8 vendors who are going to be selling food. Some of that fresh produce, some of it baked goods, jams and jellies, a whole variety of foods that's going to be for sale. And then there's going to be a few crafts and so on. So we have almost a dozen vendors.
Room for more?
Room for more, you bet. And if somebody's still interested, of course, they can call me at KJN, leave a message, whatever. But complimentary care, Susan Retz is the person who's trying to gather all that together. And this is possible not only because of the vendors, but because we have a good committee of folks in the community. If a community doesn't support something like this, it's going to go away.
Are there certain guidelines for the vendors? Are you looking for folks who will sell certain types of things?
The biggest criteria is local, homegrown. I mean, the crafts we'd like to have locally produced. And we don't want shiploads of food brought in from somewhere else, locally grown. And that's what makes this kind of market special.
Well, that's what people expect when they show up.
Well, I hope so, and that's what it'll be. That is the biggest criteria, is that it should be locally made, locally homegrown, and it's good stuff.
Can I ask you, how'd you guys make the decision then to do this on a weekly basis instead of a monthly basis like you did last year? Because it is a pretty dramatic change.
It is, and that decision mostly was made by the vendors. We've had a local committee working together, and there were a number of vendors on that committee, and if we have time, we can go through some of that. But the vendor said, we want to do this every week. We need to know that market is there every week. Because some of them go to other markets also, but they have to plan to harvest, and some of them are still planting, you know, some of the late product. They need to know, and I think they saw this as a great opportunity to have this venue in the park. It's a different atmosphere than some other places, and it becomes an event.
Oh, sure it does. Well, now, aside from the change in schedule, the weekly instead of monthly, are there other changes that folks will notice this year?
When we were doing this with the chamber in terms of their concert, then there was usually a large band on a stage, et cetera. That's not going to happen, but there's still going to be some music, right, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris volunteered. He's one of the volunteers who's lining up music every week.
Yeah, it's more of a kind of a casual type of thing, you know, what you would expect if you go to any farmer's market, you know, a guy on the street corner playing some music. That's kind of the mood we're going for, not necessarily a big stage production where everybody comes and sits down and sees a show. You know, it's just going to be at their convenience.
The types of things you might find in sections of even large communities. You might wander around a town like Omaha or Des Moines and find neighborhood-type events going on like this that are relatively casual but well-attended.
You bet. So the other thing that I want to be sure that we mention, and we'll put Chris in on this again, because he was a great volunteer, I tell you. He just people last year got in the habit of being able to come and get their meal. You know, you come, eat your supper, whatever you call that meal, and shop a little and so on. And so there's going to be a meal available every week, and we have that in process too, Chris.
Yeah, the first week here this week, Sweet Joy Shop is going to be providing the meal that's available for purchase, and then, of course, each week it'll be a different vendor that's there to provide that.
Come at 5 o'clock is when it opens. Vendors come can start setting up at 4, but the booths, the vendors selling, the meal and so on will be available at 5 to 7 p.m. Now,
what about the kids?
And we have a couple kids' activities, too. Yeah, I mean, for this is going to be a family thing, we better have some kids' activities. And two of the events this year involve animals. One of them is a big, fluffy dog, but it's a really friendly kind of, not the kind of dog we usually expect, shall we say. The other one is a real live Mallory the goat that people could pet. Really cute little goat. And then we're going to have the... help me out, Jim. Cornhole, bags, well, I never know what to call them.
Whatever
they call that. Yeah, we're going to have that set
bag
up, too.
Bag toss.
Yeah.
Folks know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's got a bunch of names.
Okay. Well, that's going to be available for anybody that wants to participate in that. And then, of course, you know, the kids can just, I guess, run in the park, too. But those three things for sure. And we're planning to have some kind of kids' activities every time also. Now, there's another big change. Event, I guess it's happening every week, and that is because the chamber said we want to participate in this. And you know, there are some businesses that are open on Thursday nights, and some of us go, there are 12 businesses that for sure are going to participate in this. There may be some others that are also open, but there are 12 that are participating, and you can stop in their businesses now and pick up a coupon that you will take to the market and get $1 off of produce at various vendors. So, you know, if you got a couple dollar purchase, you get $1 off. Hey, good thing. But also, when you come to Produce in the Park, you will get a coupon that you can use in any and all of these dozen stores. $5 off of it on a $10 or more purchase. Pretty
excellent.
Good deal. You bet. Now, so you come to the market, let's say at 6 o'clock, and you go, those stores close probably at 7. Well, they're letting you use these through Saturday. So Thursday through Saturday. And I want to run down that list because people can start picking up those coupons for the produce in the park today at those businesses. But the businesses you want to stop at and who will be giving these discounts on Thursday night include Aunt B's, Bonnison's, Brown Shoe Fit, Geist Perry Jewelry, Howard's, Something for You, The Nest Egg, The Tinderbox, Unique Salon and Spa, W&S Appliance, Interior Touch, and Sweezers. So those right now are the participating stores. And I want to say that this is the first night. Things could change, you know, as we go along. More businesses could be added. We have produce in the park. We could run out of money in terms of those dollar coupons. But this is where we're starting.
Sure.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Well, it's kind of nice because folks can save on both sides of the equation
you
that
bet.
Way, too.
You bet. And, you know, do you remember, Jim, when you came to town, was Thursday night kind of a big night downtown?
Yeah, it used to be.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, it's just another opportunity for people to come to Atlantic and do some shopping, have a good time, get their fresh produce.
Things change, but there's no reason you can't hold on to some traditions.
That's right. So we'll see how that happens.
Can I ask you, LaVon, too, so there's not a lot of confusion
yes.
out there. The Produce in the Park event, the Atlantic Farmers Market. Can you talk a little bit about that? Doesn't one's not taking the place of the other?
No, right now Farmers Market that's held out at Orchlands is still happening. They had, I guess, a pretty good night last night and will be on Saturday. So we are actually kind of cooperating. There is a program that is to promote all of the farmers markets in Cass County. And Messina's working on one. Anita's working on one. There is definitely one in Anita. Griswold, I think, is going with one, plus the one in Atlantic. So that just gives people more opportunities to buy fresh produce.
Yeah, and actually, if you get people used to doing that, it doesn't matter which one they go to, probably all of them are going to benefit.
Absolutely, yes. And, yeah, and once you start using that fresh produce, you know, I think you don't want something that's shipped in from China. And I might say some of our local grocery stores also usually carry some fresh produce. So what an opportunity for people in the area to come and get great food.
Well, and there seems to be enough shade in the park, so that shouldn't be an issue. There are restroom facilities there, so folks should be pretty well covered. In case of rain, I guess you just need to listen to the radio to hear how things are going to go.
And I know there's some things on the internet, and Chris has Facebook. What's the Facebook address?
Yeah, if you just search Produce in the Park, I've actually, that one is the actual name of the site. So search Produce in the Park and like that page, and then you'll get all the updates every week of what's changing and what businesses will be there.
Very good. So whether you have a radio next to your ear or you have your iPad or your computer, whatever, you can hear, see what's going on.
Now my head's starting to spin.
Yeah.
New technology for an
yes.
old idea.
Yes.
A family fun idea out in the park. Very good. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate you getting up a little bit early this morning. You were up anyway, weren't you?
Maybe 15 minutes early.
Okay. I gotcha. Well, good. Tomorrow night, first one, and every Thursday night through
October.
Very
All
good.
Right. Thank you
well,
very much.
Make your plans accordingly. I want to turn things back over to Brett a little bit so he could tell us more this morning about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Putting in a new shower or tub in your bathroom doesn't have to be a major expense. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has several manufacturers we work with, and we can show you the easiest ways possible. From Kohler, Sterling, Aquatic, and Musty, you have the selection that will give you the just the right color and look, and with Camlin Plumbing and Heck and Heating's technicians, the job will be done right, I guarantee. You will have a choice of cast irons to acrylics to a magnitude of colors and selections, and the quality is always guaranteed. Give us a call for a free estimate for your remodel in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Frank A. Clark. If you can find a path with no obstacles, it probably leads to nowhere.
Nobody takes it. There's a reason, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yep. Very good.
Did want to remind everybody again that we are having phone problems. If you can't get in on 1512, dial 1513 and it will work.
Excellent.
Thanks again.
You bet. Thanks, Brett. Appreciate it. LaVon, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it again this morning. Chris, thanks for chiming in.
No problem.
Always work.
Is Chris going to sing Old MacDonald on then? Is that what they were talking about? Or?
Well, you know, if enough people like him on Facebook, they might. He just might.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
There you go. There's the throwdown. Hey, go make it a great day, and God bless America.